think probably the most distinctive thing about Quakerism is that it is based on the premise that everybody is equal, really genuinely equal, and that we don't need any kind of intermediary between us and God or the Spirit. And for that reason, back when Quakerism came into being in the 17th century, they decided they didn't need priests or ministers or any kind of pastor. And essentially, the whole structures of how Quakers do things are based on the idea that we can have that direct contact.
Okay.
So the appearance of a Quaker meeting on a Sunday morning, Quaker meeting houses are very different than what most people are used to in terms of churches or temples or synagogues or whatever. The building will be very, very simple, very little adornment, and there's no program at all. There's nobody leading the service. We just sit in silence for about, mostly silence, for about an hour. Occasionally somebody may get up and say something that they feel moved to say. And in principle, we believe that sometimes when this happens, that person is actually moved to say something by the Spirit of God. And so in some sense, they are acting as the minister of the meeting during the time that they get up and speak. And so that's what a Quaker meeting is like. That's the form of worship that Quakers use, that mostly silence with a bit of sort of inspired ministry from a number of people during the course of about an hour. And all the work that would normally be done by paid clergy or priests or ministers is done by committees, essentially, and by officers who are appointed for a few years, and then they may step down and somebody else will be appointed to do the job.